Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Thursday, December 4th. I'm Megan Lynch. A firefighter is hurt in an early morning house fire when the roof collapsed. Chief Dennis Jenkerson describes the scene to our partners at Fox 2.
There was so much snow in the roof, it was almost a silent collapse. It lowered onto him, pinned him into the room, into the floor, separated him from his partner, because they always work in pairs, pinned his arms to his chest, flat on his back. He remained calm. Called a mayday.
Jenkerson says that firefighter was under layers of rubble for at least 12 minutes, but has only minor injuries. In fact, he was treated on the scene and not taken to the hospital. This was in the 2600 block of a vacant house on Ohio. St. Louis County facing approximately an $80 million shortfall. As to where and how that can be made up waits to be seen.
But the St. Louis County Council appears to be gearing up for a fight with County Executive Dr. Sam Page. Councilman Mark Harder.
Heard from some folks in the media that the administration is telling the media that if this administration doesn't like the cuts that we are going to recommend next week, that somehow the county executive will veto the bills. Well, if you look at your charter, that's not possible.
Harder says whatever the council comes up with next week will be the budget for 2026. There seems to be little room for negotiations. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The St. Louis Regional Sports Authority wants to join forces with Explore St. Louis. They voted unanimously to do so yesterday. The RSA owns the Dome, and their chairman, Reverend Earl Nance Jr., is also asking for $150 million. We asked him, what if this doesn't work?
Well, say goodbye to the Dome. If it doesn't work, turn out the lights, the party's over.
Explore St. Louis votes today on whether to merge. Then it will be up to the legislative body to approve it. We'll have more with the Reverend coming up later this morning here on Total Information AM. Waymo coming to St. Louis. It's a driverless taxi business model that began in Los Angeles just over a year ago. What kind of issues did they have with this new form of transportation?
Other than the fact that the Waymos kind of drive like grandma, they go by the speed limit and they follow all the laws. I've never had an issue with them.
That's editor for KMOX's Los Angeles affiliate KNX, Brian Belansky, who says on the road, the Waymos are usually not a problem in his experience. He says they do struggle when presented with unusual road conditions.
Like maybe a car accident or something else. I think that might be where there might be still some work to do on the way it works.
He says one of the bigger issues comes when the Waymos are off the road while parked and charging, with neighbors around their lots dealing with lots of lights and loud noises during all hours of the evening. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A hospital for children with complex medical needs has found a unique way to help parents transition from a facility to home. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer tells us more.
Franklin Jordan Pediatric Bridge Hospital has created a simulated home where parents can practice and build confidence before they're on their own.
While the family's in the sim home, They are responsible. They can call for help, but you're dealing with feedings and med administration and responding to alarms and finding out how you're going to navigate the equipment and the environment with your child.
Dr. Nick Holkamp tells KMOX parents are sent home with a go bag full of any supplies they need, plus a few restaurant and food delivery gift cards to make the first 48 hours at home easier. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Missouri has nearly 500 people in jail awaiting a mental health evaluation to see if they're competent to stand trial.
Branson State Representative Brian Seitz tells MissouriNet he has pre-filed a bill that would require any person arrested and subject to an evaluation to have one within 45 days of their arrest.
We have inmates that have been held, you know, in local municipalities, cities, and so forth, for upwards of a year awaiting a mental health evaluation.
The long line for an evaluation has been an increasing problem for Missouri over the past few years. Beth Coghlan, KMOX News.
From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krenz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, a new fiber network is launching in Alton that will eventually cover the city with high-speed internet. Right now, it's operating in two neighborhoods. Alton Works FiberNet, a $20 million network, was developed in part with state money, operated by i3 Broadband. Alton Works was created by law firm founder John Simmons as part of his efforts to revitalize Alton and make the city a draw for tech companies and foodies, according to the Business Journal.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.